Welcome. Today, I have the great honor of interviewing the CEO, Executive Director of the Ekran Polish Film Festival and Manager of the Ekran PR Agency, Marta Poźniakowski. Marta successfully completed a Bachelor of Arts, and she graduated with Master's in Film, TV Production, and Organization at the National Film and Television School in Poland. Marta has over 10 years of experience in film production, publishing, and event management. She is the CEO and founder of the Ekran Toronto Polish Film Festival, a successful annual event entering its sixth year. Marta, I'd like to sincerely thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today. I'd like to begin by asking you the following question. As the CEO and founder of the Ekran Toronto Polish Film Festival, please begin by telling us more about yourself.
First of all, Magda, thank you for inviting me to do the interview. Hello to all the listeners. I started Ekran almost a decade ago with a friend, Patrick Bognat. We came up with the name for the festival, the branding and dreams, what we want to accomplish. In my opinion, I think we did what we had planned for this event. I am tremendously happy that Ekran exists, grows and attracts young crowd of Torontonians. As a CEO, I'm responsible for the continuity of the festival, securing the budget and managing our team. And I love working with people. I believe that we just can be more creative and our ideas can be nurtured more deeply when working in team. Also, things look more real when, you know, brainstorm with a group of peers than just on your own. And I definitely feel proud of being part of this Ekran movement and looking forward to its future.
I strongly agree with you, and I have to say, in terms of the work that you've done, it's truly inspirational for young women and the young professionals out there who aspire to pursue filmmaking, production, and who aspire to be in the industry. So obviously you've had extensive experience as a result of years of work that you've done in the industry. So I'd love for you to discuss the significance and the impact of the Ekran Toronto Polish Film Festival. In addition, please discuss any upcoming events that you have planned.
Well, Magda, I feel like we definitely created something unique that gives young filmmakers opportunity to connect. Showcasing Polish and European films, selecting the best examples of the modern cinema and presenting them to people here in Canada is an incredible thing to do. The fact that each year we gather over 1,000 people to watch Polish films means something significant, doesn't it? Our patrons are in touch with us during the whole year asking about additional screenings and events we are engaged in. Other film festivals are inviting us to co-present Polish films. Ekran is a source where you can find information about films, production and financing in Poland. We were listed among 16 best film festivals in Toronto, according to Now magazine. It is very rewarding to our team. We are engaged in co-screening with other film festivals that are taking place in Toronto, like Hot Dogs Film Festival, Jewish Film Festival, Rendezvous Madness Film Festival. And each month we hold screenings at the Copernicus Lodge for its residents and guests. I would suggest to sign up to our mailing list to follow up and follow our social media and stay in touch with what Ekran is doing during the whole year.
Certainly, and I'd like to mention that the Ekran PR Agency is a woman-owned marketing and public relations company specializing in the entertainment industry and film-based organizations. You manage the comprehensive planning of entertainment-related events such as celebrity appearances, film festivals, red carpet events, advanced screenings, world premieres, release parties, DVD, CD launches, contests, including Enter to Win contests, and much more. As the manager of the Ekran PR Agency, what are some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with the work that you do?
Well, this work is so amazing and fascinating that it comes naturally to me. Obviously, there are emergency situations, but like the baby, for example, now. But then you just need to find a solution, right?
Certainly.
And I always say you have to go with the flow and work around situations like that.
You have a very cute baby boy, by the way.
Thanks. The entertainment business, it's tough, but it's a lot of fun too. Our PR agency is still a crawling company, but since we are more established as a festival and more key people are involved in the organization, the bigger chances to make our agency one of the most prestigious ones in the city.
And some of your previous clients include the Ekran Toronto Polish Film Festival, the Polish Consulate General of the Republic of Poland in Toronto, the Dr. Laser Dental Center, and the Polish Orphans Charity. What would you say are some of the services that the Ekran PR Agency provides to the clients?
Ekran PR Agency also acts as an event management. We can run your event, promote it, do the publicity. We also work with several freelancers in the city. That means we are not limited to our in-house specialist. We can coordinate a couple events at the same time by assigning a team that gives 100% of focus on your event.
Ekran is a non-for-profit organization dedicated to promoting Polish culture and cinematography among Polish Canadians and Canadians. The purpose of the association is to organize, financially support, and operate the Toronto Polish Film Festival. The festival itself operates on an annual basis. How can more youth become involved with Ekran while assisting in the promotion of Polish cinematography and film culture?
That's a very good question. We are in the process of launching quarterly meetings for members and anyone interested in Polish films. You can sign up to become a member and help us organizing networking events, film screenings, and eventually volunteer at the festival. If you have specific skills that you want to utilize under our organization, we'll be happy to navigate you in the right direction. So just recently, we launched a program together with the Polish consulate that is marketed to young Polish students to make a film about who they think they are, how much they feel Polish living in Canada. We the Poles, that's the name of the project, and you can find more information about that on the website of the Polish Consulate.
I think that's a great way to get a lot of the youth engaged and showing who they are, especially Polish Canadians, individuals who want to show their background and to celebrate their culture. I think it's a great way to get everyone to be engaged, and at the same time, it's a great way to show your talent. So I encourage everyone to look into the opportunities that are out there. Do your research, and I encourage everyone to apply.
Absolutely. And I'm receiving emails from people that are studying here. They came from Poland, or they were born here, but their parents are Polish. And they're asking me about how they can connect with other people, other Polish people that make films. They would like to create something together. So I guess this will be a first step to start doing those things, gather those people together, and eventually create some films that we will be showcasing at Ekran, at the film festival.
Marta, you are also the CEO and producer of Pause Production, Inc. Pause Production is a new venture created to produce features, short films, and offer services to private clients. Some of these services include the production of corporate videos and the management of successful events. In addition, you actively worked with film production companies connecting filmmakers and producers. What would you say are some of your upcoming projects that you will be working on?
Well, the upcoming project, it's called We the Poles. We're teaming up with the Polish consulate, and what they're actually doing, they will be inviting filmmakers from Poland to teach students how to make a film. And we'll be helping to produce this film. That's our next project. I produced several short films in the past, a couple of them in Canada. Personally, I did lots of production management in Poland. I was producing short films at the Bogusław Linda i Maciej Szleszicki Warsaw Film School in Warsaw. Right now, I'm on a board developing a couple scripts at this moment, and we're hoping to produce them in the near future.
And over the past 8 years, you have also worked as an actress, model, and host for the AMP Talent Group. With your experience and your expertise, what is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps interested in pursuing a career in acting and modeling?
That's a very good question as well.
Thank you.
I feel very special that you're asking that question. I never received any award or Oscar, so it's hard to kind of, you know, give advices to other people because I'm always among those people that try to make it. But it's not about those awards, you know. It's about the little success. It's what you do every day and how much effort you're putting in to little tasks, right? And I guess that you just have to decide what you want to do and live that dream and never give up. If you commit it, you're committed. There's no plan B. There's always plan A. If you have plan B, you will end up at plan B. I think that's how it works.
I think that's extremely valuable advice because oftentimes, you know, you see a lot of successful people and they've received awards and recognition for the work that they've done. But oftentimes it's individuals who, you know, manage successful companies, who are chief executive officers, who understand the business side of any industry that make the biggest contributions. And, you know, the number of awards that one receives does not define, you know, their credibility and their expertise and the knowledge that they have. So clearly it's the passion and the drive and the ambition that someone has that makes them successful.
And joy. You have to really enjoy what you're doing. And that's a big success.
You do. And that's something that I oftentimes advise young professionals and students that I mentor to do, is to always pursue the field that's of interest to you, whether it be, you know, studying international affairs and relations or pursuing diplomacy. If it's something you're passionate about, then go for it. But if you lack that ambition, then it's going to be difficult for you to succeed or to even be able to wake up every day and want to do the work that you're doing. So clearly that aspiration and that determination is fundamental. So with all of the work that you have done and that you currently are doing, you have also been involved with the Polish Orphans Charity. And that's something that's very dear to your heart. You're passionate about helping the members of the community that you serve. And this charity was founded in 2000 by Dr. Richarda Ross, a prominent Toronto dental surgeon, along with Bart Pasowski and Dr. Ted Ralka, to help improve the facilities and care for children living in Polish orphanages. While your fundraising activities originally focused on the Polish-Canadian community, you have since sought to extend it to all Canadians from all diverse ethnic backgrounds for the benefits of orphans worldwide. Please tell us more about the significance and the impact of the Polish Orphans Charity, along with your experience doing that work.
The work that Dr. Ross has been doing for all those years is amazing. Almost since the beginning, the charity has been supporting organizations, sponsoring nutritional programs for the less privileged children in local schools, like Student Breakfast Program in Toronto. Our help to orphans and less privileged children is supplemented with new activities every year. Our new initiative is supporting children from the Aboriginal community from high school in Thunder Bay. It is very important to enable those kids a full integration into a modern society of Canada, to enable them to reach their personal fulfillment through education. It's April right now, and on the 23rd of April, we are hosting a ball, Bal Polon. It will be 15th Bal Polon at the Royal York Hotel. It will be wonderful if you can join us.
I would be honored to join you.
That would be incredible. That's one of our events where we give checks to local charities and organizations that we cooperate with. And we also have a chance to talk about the charity so people won't forget about us. And the second event we host each year is the White Christmas Dinner. It's a smaller event, family-oriented, and we host it at the King Edward Hotel. So those are two events that we do every year. And during the rest, between those events, we coordinate the fundraising and give money in Poland. And we have coordinators all over the places in the world that we cooperate with. So the money will reach those that are in need.
Marta, I want to sincerely thank you again for doing this interview and for sharing your words of wisdom. I want to say that you inspire a lot of members of the community through the work that you do. Would you like to share any final words with our listeners today?
Certainly, Magda. I actually make a little note what I would like to say.
Yeah.
So I want to point out that we all are doing incredible things. We all have something important to do. Many of us will never receive an award or medal, but it doesn't matter. The life is not about that. What matters is to be in a present moment and give 100% of yourself in whatever you do right now. Is it attending your customers, talking to your boss about next project, listening to your spouse, playing with your kids? Just be in the moment. We often take many things for granted, and in modern civilization, we really have to start appreciate things that surround us. We don't know how long everything will stay the same order as we think it is.
Thank you so much, Marta.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.